Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and now Michael Calhoun on why heads-up medical tests of the future could be made in St. Louis.
Well, as we continue taking a look at the latest Arch Grants cohort, many of those companies are coming to St. Louis from elsewhere, including X Primary. And joining us right now is the founder of X Primary, Sean Higgins. Thank you so much for being with us on KMOX, Sean.
Absolutely, Michael, and thanks for the opportunity to chat.
So you're coming to St. Louis from Rochester, New York. How do you compare and contrast, building a startup in Rochester versus building, a company here in St. Louis from what you've been able to learn so far?
Yeah, so X Primary is actually distributed across different locations depending on the capabilities that we need. And so I'm approaching the company from the point of view of instead of forcing everybody to be in one place, we put the company where the talent is. And St. Louis has a ton of capabilities that we can plant our foot in. And in particular, the biotech community is quite large and robust there. And I have a lot of connections. So really looking forward to pushing the program forward. So primarily our manufacturing facility is going to be put into St. Louis. And then we'll start to build out some of the other biotech, biochemistry type of capabilities.
And when it comes to kind of company where you're working with, laboratory space, for instance, how do you do a distributed company when you're working kind of in the bioscience sphere? It seems like that might be a challenge.
Yeah, it has its challenges for sure, but I take that on as my responsibility. That's my job. And we're not just dedicated to the lab. We actually build the analytical tools, the instruments, and then the chemistry that goes into other people's labs. So obviously we need some lab space to do that, but our primary objective is to get third-party testing of our tools, our instruments, as quickly as possible. So we go to other people's labs primarily to do the testing.
And it sounds like what you're doing is it sounds like making medical tests more convenient.
Yep. So we cut across a lot of industries. The end game is getting really complex analytical testing much closer to us. So you can look these things up, but flow cytometry and multiplex protein analysis. The key there is that if we had regular testing, we'd step into a predictive healthcare regime as opposed to just being reactive. So catching diseases earlier, that's from our point of view. If we think about other industries where this applies, St. Louis has a big footprint in the beer fermentation world, and they grow yeast, and yeast need to be counted, and we need to analyze what they're doing. So it's the same space for us from a simple point of view.
I was going to ask, what does this, testing platform maybe replace? But it sounds like be better with preventing health issues from cropping up.
Yeah, that's right. For us, right? If you're compliant and you go to the physician once a year, you got, one set of tests a year, which is not very valuable. If you could have those same tests done every month or every couple weeks at a low cost, we can see disease onset. And so, for an example, inflammation, those are inflammatory cytokines that we measure to check that aspect of what's going on in your body. Every disease has some type of inflammatory response associated with it. We do this in the development of the drugs, but it just doesn't translate to us because of the barriers of getting the testing done.
And where does the patient or the customer have their point of contact with you? Will this be something at the, you know, at your yearly checkup with your general practitioner that this would come up, or is it something where you'd go to a Walgreens or a CVS? How do you see getting this out into the hands of the people?
You got it, heads on. So we'll do a march. So we're starting in the research community because the hurdles for the regulatory environment are lower. And then transition into the classical clinical diagnostics that will be in a physician's office or in a hospital lab. But then the real kind of juice in the system is when we get to a thing called CLIA waiver, and we get much closer to us. So things like home pregnancy tests are CLIA waived. Some of our tools are not going to be in your home. They will be in a clinic. So you go to the Walmart, the Costco, you stop by and they take a small sample. And, you know, while you're shopping, the data comes back and it goes to your physician. And, you know, we have a little piece of software that's looking at it, comparing it to the normal levels. And if things get abnormal, then go see the physician. And so that gives us a view as opposed to waiting to get, you know, sick and finding out that there's a real problem. We can see the onset of particular diseases.
Well, Sean, circling back to the beginning of the interview and thinking about a distributed workforce, one thing that, at least for now, you can't really do from home is participate in the manufacturing process. And I believe you said that that's one of the plans for St. Louis is to be, kind of be the center of the manufacturing.
That's right. It will be all of the manufacturing will be planted there. And there's really great business reasons for that, not to mention the talent that is there to get this done.
Can you talk about, you know, have you determined where in the region? You've got the, you know, Plant Science District, BioSTL, centered in the Cortex Innovation District. You know, where in the region are you looking for this?
Yeah, so I have some connections into BioSt. Louis and the BioGenerator, so it's that particular area that I'm looking at. I've also spoken with Rankin Tech to look at some of their space to drop our manufacturing into as well.
Well, Sean Higgins, the founder of XPrimary, joining us on KMOX, one of the newest members of the Arch Grants cohort. Thank you so much, Sean. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. Have a great day.